is to a large part an extension presentation, and what this is, Blueberry Maggot in New Jersey blueberries is probably the principal pest which drives insecticide use with repeated applications, and partially because we have a zero tolerance for both shipping within the country and exports. Unlike processed berries, there's a zero tolerance. Most people tend not to like to eat berries with extra protein. When our growers export berries to Canada, they have to manage as if they were going to export everything because they never know what field they're going to export. So they can manage in two different ways, either with a trap-based or they call an IPM method, which is not really what it is. And so they have to, so for that method, if they're putting traps in their fields or by management areas, they have to treat when the 5 days within the time the first fly is caught, put a second spray on 7 to 10 days after the first spray, and then if more flies are caught, they have to spray within 5 days until shipping ceases. Or they can go on a calendar-based method where when the first fly is caught anywhere in the state, they have to start their calendar-based program 7 to 10 days on a regular schedule through picking, and they usually pick three times. So we think this is probably an overuse of materials and inputs. And so what we wanted to do is demonstrate to growers that since we know blueberry maggot is found on many alternate hosts, through the years we've seen that they're found mostly on the edges of fields first. So we wanted to identify those edges and show growers that this is indeed true, if it is, and to show growers that we could spatially identify where these areas are and try to, over the long term, assign a risk area to these certain areas of the farm. And then we wanted to try to get growers to individually manage these areas as identified with this method, and then ultimately reduce insecticide use and costs. So we worked with five growers, and I'm going to concentrate on three of those in this presentation because the three growers, Bridge Avenue Variety and McCray Brothers, all had comparison farms. We had multiple farm sites. So we're working on a whole farm approach, but a number of growers have more than one farm site. And so we would work out a spatially based program on one farm site and then compare it to a grower standard where they're doing a regular calendar-based spray method. So the acreage that we used with these three yellow highlighted growers where we placed the traps was 141, 198, and 186 acres. And then you see the number of traps we used, so the trapping over the whole program averaged about one trap for 2.7 acres. And that's a lot of traps. So we had 1,820 acres in this. One grower was doing their own monitoring, that's Atlantic Blueberry at the bottom. And in total we used 521 traps. Changed every 2 weeks, monitored twice a week. Oh, I see John shaking his head. Yes. Now what we did is we compared varieties. We had the two basic varieties in Jersey are Blue Crop and Duke. Duke's a little earlier, Blue Crop's a little later, but those are the two main varieties. So you see from this slide that on Bridge Avenue we had 10 acres of Blue Crop, 115 acres of Duke in the treatment, and the reverse, there's a little bit of Duke out there now, but they're young, so they didn't spray any for this program. And you see how the acreages fall out. We had both varieties in all three locations with that one exception of Bridge Avenue. Well, when you do things spatially, we have maps that we've made in ArcView. We can overlay that with the aerial work, and you can see that we can identify in the areas in yellow of abandoned sites or wild sites or organic sites. In this case, at the bottom, you see some of those yellow lines, and you see at the top that the top green area to the right is the Bridge Avenue farm. The big green, lighter green farm is Variety Farms, which their comparisons were about the same because that's a more conservative grower, so I'm not going to focus on them. And the farm at the bottom did not have a comparison site. But I just wanted to show you that you can identify areas where we think maggot flies would be coming from. And then this is and this shows where we put the traps. Those little, each dot represents a georeferenced trap. And if we take McCray Brothers, and I'm going to go through here as a little story, what happens throughout the season. This is the farm map in the blue. To the north is a vegetable farm, so that's open. On the west, south, and southeast is all woods, so we would expect to find more maggot flies in that area because we have all the alternate hosts, wild blueberry, huckleberry, in that area. So if we go through that, I'm going to go through twice a week fairly fast here. The farm location is on the lower right. You'll see some red marks, which is the nearest neighbor calculation default in ArcView, where we're finding maggot flies. What we do not know is how big to make that space and how to geostatistically calculate how wide that red dot will be, because we don't know exactly how far the fly will fly in a day, and that we'll be working on in the future. But as we go through this, 613, 615, 618, 22, you'll see nothing's being caught yet, 26, 28. Oh, we got the first one just before the 1st of July. The graph at the upper right is total adults captured. You'll see that where that dot is was right by the woods. 77, another one by the woods, 710, 713, another one by the woods, 718, another one by the woods, 720. That's a little open, but it's still on an edge. 724, 26. There we have an internal field, very early variety that he stopped spraying. 731 to the one on the right is near the woods. 82 near the woods again. End of the season and totals. So when you total this up, most everything was near the woods. And so the objective is, okay, can we get growers to spray by that area? And indeed, this grower wants to do that and wants to spray by the area. He's not spraying each individual field because he's grouping field and production areas for his own benefit. But in general, he's spraying by the area that we're getting traps. We also tell a grower, well, you might be able to use a border spray, but in defining the border, some growers like to define the border as the border fields. If a grower is going to be really progressive, they might define the border as what we can spray out one side of the sprayer. This grower is doing both. Data from 2006. I mentioned this grower had a comparison farm. The comparison farm is on the upper right side of the slide, the one we monitored and managed by the spatial monitoring method is in the lower left. This is a slide of number of insecticide applications in 06. The blue is classified as 5 to 6 applications in the season. The green is classified as 3 to 4. So we basically have half as many insecticide applications. And in pounds AI, the red is classified as 3 to 4 pounds AI, and the blue is classified as 2 to 3, the green 1 to 2. So again, you see a half to less than half as much as many pounds AI per same variety of berry. And the BC stands for blue crop, the D is Duke. If we go look at this for the Del Rossi site, the yellow is where we have abandoned berries right in the middle of the farm. And this is from 06, where we found them, a total find in the season. This is just locations, not a nearest neighbor calculation. And in 06, the number of applications on the standard in the upper right was classified as 10 to 12. And we have individual fields, but we did a classification so the picture looks prettier. And then on his farm where we did the spatial management, it's mostly Duke, but we have some blue crop. It's mostly blue crop in the upper right, which is a little bit later season. But even in the Duke, or even in the blue crop on the lower left, we have 4 to 6 applications versus 10 to 12. So we're at way less than half as many applications. Pounds AI, it's the same thing. We used about 30% as much insecticide in the spatial method as we did in the standard. This grower wants us to do that on the standard farm, and I've been telling him, no, we're not, because I want your data. In 07, this is what the totals look like. All found, remember where those yellow circles were. Coincidentally, we found the flies near the yellow circles. What do you know? But look at the totals. It's not much. So very, very low pressure. Different color slide. Excuse the colors. But this is a number of insecticide applications. Notice the standard. We're looking at 10. And look at the treatment. We're looking at 3. If you look at overall comparisons for all 3 farms per acre insecticide use in 06, we're still working on 07, the spatial treatment is just a little over half of the standard. Per acre insecticide use, this is AI, it's about the same. And looking at varieties, Duke, not quite the same difference, because it's an early variety and they escape a lot of the maggot. So, in conclusions, we can identify areas of blueberry maggot presence. we can start to look at dispersal, where they're going throughout the season. We have a lot to do as far as how many traps to use and how big those areas are. We can treat on a field-by-field basis if a grower is willing to. We can reduce insecticide use and costs. That's going to vary depending on the grower's risk psyche. And we want to do some of the same areas year after year so we can get a risk assessment for those fields. That's it. Any questions?
As far as growers' acceptance, and is there anyone banging on the doors to get more information from you about this?
Well, as I mentioned, that one grower wants us to do it at all his sites. The one grower I didn't show in such detail, which is who's more conservative, we didn't show any difference the first year, but this last year he did three of his sprays were border sprays, so now he's showing some progress. So, and a number of growers want to do the Canadian export protocol with the IPM method, but they were thinking, oh, that's a lot of work, they don't see the benefit, and I think this will show them.